Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Beitza, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So there is a din called Smicha. There are many korbanos that a person has to bring around the times of the Shalosh Regalim, including the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga, and you have to, like any other korban, you need to do Smicha, and then before you shecht it. So take up the Smicha Shechita. You do the Shechita immediately after doing the Shechita. So we're going to have a machlokas, whether you're allowed to bring these korbanos on Yom Tov itself, and whether you're allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. So Beshamei Omrim, Mevi and Shlamim Ve'in Samchan Aleihem. You're allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov, because you're going to eat their meat, so it's considered Ochel Nefesh, but you're not allowed to do smicha on them, because to lean on an animal is an Isser Mitzvah Rabbanon on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos Yom Tov, because of the concern that you might rip off a branch from a tree in order to hit the animal to make it go faster, and that would be an Issa Daraisa. So the Rabbanim said, not only are you not allowed to ride on it, you're not allowed to do anything to get use or benefit directly from the animal's body. So smicha is usher to do on Yom Tov, because you lean down with all your koach, with all your weight on the animal. So Beishameh holds that smicha doesn't have to be done take of l'shchita. It doesn't have to be done immediately before shchita. So you could do the smicha earlier on in the day and do the shchita later on when it's Yom Tov already. And the two don't have to be juxtaposed so close to each other. Avalo olos, but you're not allowed to bring a carbon ola on Yom Tov, because you don't eat a carbon ola. The whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not considered to be Ochel Nefesh. Beisil says we bring carbon shlamim and carbon ola on Yom Tov, because there's a din midoraisa that you're allowed to do that. Torah says that tzeres l'Hashem elokecha, and Beisil learns from there that the karbanos of the Yom Tov, including Olas Re'iyah, can be brought on Yom Tov. You're only not allowed to bring other personal karbanos that are not chiyuvim of the Yom Tov on Yom Tov, and you can do smicha on these karbanos on Yom Tov, because the chachamim do not impose their iser of leaning on an animal when it's a karban that you need to bring for Yom Tov. Beisil holds take off the smicha shchita. You need to do the shchita immediately after the smicha. So asering doing the smicha would be akin to asering the shchita, and that you can't do, because there's a din that you need to do this shchita. So Beisil holds you're allowed to do the smicha. Now, Mishnah, Beishameh Omrim, Lo Yachim Adam Chamin, the Raglov, Elim Kein Ruin Lishtia. Beishameh holds you're not allowed to heat water on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing your feet in hot water, unless the water is also ra'ui to drink, because the malacha of cooking is mutter for Ochel Nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to heat the water if it's drinkable water. Now, you're not allowed to heat water just for washing, but you could heat water if you want to drink some of it, and then the leftover water you'll use for washing. Beisil Matirin, Beisil says you could heat the water just for the purpose of washing your feet, because any malacha that you're allowed to do for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, mitoch shehutra l'tzaruch Ochel Nefesh, hutra nami shalol l'tzaruch Ochel Nefesh, and washing your feet is considered shalol l'tzaruch Ochel Nefesh, but it is shavil l'kol nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to do that you're allowed to heat up water and violate what would otherwise be a malacha of bishul for the sake of washing your feet. But not for the sake of washing your whole body, because that's not considered shavil l'kol nefesh, and therefore you're not allowed to violate bishul for the sake of washing one's whole body. And then the Mishnah says, osa adam madura umischam kinegda. Bishul also allows you to make a bonfire and warm yourself by that bonfire. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalet, we said that according to Beishamai, you're allowed to bring carbon shlamim on Yom Tov because you're going to eat it, so it's Ochel Nefesh, but you're not allowed to do smicha, since smicha doesn't have to be right before shchita anyway, and you're not allowed to even bring a carbon ola because it gets burnt on the Mizbeach. Whereas Beisil says you're allowed to bring shlamim and olos, the Shalmei Chagiga and the olos Re'iyah, because it's a pasuk in the Torah that you're supposed to bring those on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to do smicha on them because you need take off the smicha shchita. So the only way to bring them is by doing smicha on them beforehand. Then Mishnah Hey, we said that Bishamay holds the only way you're allowed to heat up water to use for washing your feet is if you're going to use some of the water for drinking. So it's really for Ochel Nefesh. Whereas Basil says, no, you're allowed to use it just purely for the purpose of washing your feet, because Mitoch Shehutzul Tzorch Ochel Nefesh, Hutzul Nami Shalol Tzorch Ochel Nefesh. And Basil holds you're allowed to make a bonfire and warm yourself by the heat of that fire. Okay, because from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.